You're on.
All right, it's 4:02, and I'll call this meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge allegiance. Ready to begin?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Montana?
Here.
Frank?
Present.
Brenda?
Here.
Danielle?
Present.
Brian?
Here.
Charlie?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
And Jen. We have a new commissioner. Danielle, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
So my name is Danielle Jones. I am the newest commissioner, I believe. Let's see. I started off in Parks and Rec when I was 16, and so I've always had a love for that department. And I am here because I would like to see some changes and help with changes and just be a positive influence in the community.
Wonderful. Well, welcome. Do you have any public comments? Welcome. Okay, first thing is for approval of the draft minutes from the meeting in April. Has everyone had a chance to read over? Can I get a motion to approve? Okay. Can I get a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Moving on. Now, we were going to do the establish a subcommittee to research the recreational activities by surrounding cities.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to talk about that?
Yes. In visiting some of the other cities, like Rialto and Fontana and Rancho Cucamonga, I noticed that they had a lot of different programs that they were offering. And I brought one book. I only had the one for Rialto, so I thought I'd bring that and share it with you. I thought maybe we could add, you know, a little more to what we're offering the city of San Bernardino residents.
Well, I thought we already had that discussion, mm-hmm. but what we had discussed was establishing a subcommittee
right.
to come back to the full commission
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
some ideas
okay.
of what's being provided in the surrounding areas that we're not currently providing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the agenda item really is to
establish
the subcommittee.
Okay. And would anybody be interested?
Anyone interested in maybe checking out some other cities as far as their recreational activities and, you know, reporting back?
Yeah, I'd be interested.
Look, everybody raising hands.
Okay. So we have.
So it can only be three.
Okay. So Frank, Charlie, and. Was there somebody else that raised their hand?
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's
okay.
I'm new. Yeah. If you want to go ahead, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Danielle and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on to item three. Do we have any agenda items requests for the future meetings? Frank. Danielle, would you like to?
Jeanette, yes. You guys need to vote.
Oh, sorry.
To establish
sorry.
That.
Okay.
No.
So it's just an all in favor. Do I have a motion to set this up? Is that what
I call
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a second.
Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Lisa.
Moving right along. Okay. So on the agenda items for requests for future meetings, that's where we're just bringing something, an idea or a suggestion for the next meeting. So if you had anything you want to suggest, just for the next meeting? Okay. Charlie?
No.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I don't have anything.
Oh, I actually have a question. It's about the park, the Bryce E. Haynes Park.
Mm-hmm.
So the last I heard from was most likely in April, that the water district was actually going to stop funding it. So is there, like, any way that we could try to get, like, because that's in my ward, so it'd be like, is there any way that we could try to, I guess, try to fund it?
Well,
I understand.
First of all, we would need to meet some sort of verification.
Okay.
I guess it's kind of hard for me to understand how they can decide to just not fund it, because they're actually entered into a contract. It's a grant contract.
Yeah.
It's an agreement with the state of California to basically maintain that park, fund the maintenance of that park for 30 years.
Yeah.
To 25 or 30, depending on the grant contract.
Yes.
So before we do anything as far as requesting funding to maintain it or something like that, we would have to verify that they're going to take that action. What that action would result in from them is they would have to refund the grant money. So to say that they're going to
They told the guy that's there right now, like the one that's out there doing the maintenance for it, they told him that they were going to stop funding it, and I was like, what? How could they? Yeah, because I thought the same thing.
It came up a few years ago, and it was kind of brought up, and nothing ever was done.
Well, what it was requested a few years ago by the water district that the city basically take the property, take ownership of the property, and therefore take responsibility for the maintenance and the grant contract, but that wasn't something that the city manager wanted to even address with the council, because I mean, quite honestly, not to sound harsh, but they're bound to that maintenance obligation, not us. And at this point, if we were to move to do something like that, it would just add an additional probably $100,000 a year to our maintenance, which That'd take away from all the parks that we already are underfunded to maintain. And again, I mean, I would like to know who it was that told this person that.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't see, I mean, if it's just scuttlebutt between maintenance guys.
That's why I wanted to bring it up, because I was kind of confused about it as well. Because
I haven't heard, and I would think that if that was the intent, at least some sort of communication would come to the city from the water district board, or at least from Doug, saying, you know, FYI, we've made the decision to stop funding the maintenance of Bryce Haynes Park. We understand that. It'll impact us with, you know, having to refund the state $5 million, but we've decided that's in our best interest to go ahead and do that. But I haven't gotten any communication on that.
I'll go ask him who said that to him, because I was kind of dumbfounded when he told me that, so I was kind of like, what? And then I just stayed with, like, why would they do that?
Yeah.
So I never really asked him, like, who told you that? So I'll go back and, like, try to get more information.
Yeah, we would really need to verify that information. I can reach out to one of my connections over at the water district just to see if where that would come from.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Richard, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I don't know if this is the right time to ask, but we have a function coming up July 13th. Sandy just got approved on $1 million grant. I don't know if she told you about that one, Jim.
Is that the one that she's...
Crime prevention.
Yeah, so that's the one that she submitted with David Miranda from the VIP program. It's that crime intervention, teen intervention program, which for parks, it really is just a matter of giving them, I guess, a site to do some of their activities.
Yeah, youth activities.
Right.
So she wants to have a kickoff on July 13th at Bobby Vega Park. No cost from the city at all. And we're going to have a couple of speakers, James Ramos and, of course, the mayor.
What time
That's
is it?
July 13th.
July 13th. I think we're looking at 11. Let's see if it's here.
So it's on Saturday.
Saturday.
I'll send you that.
At 10:30, the 1.
Oh, okay.
What do we have to do to get the park reserve?
Oh,
or is
okay.
Anything we need to do?
Between
9
and 8, you know where the
Have you gone to the
Boys
park
and Girls
to
Club
go
is?
Like talk to them? Do you know who like is the maintenance person of the park? Because usually
on the west
they'll
side.
Give you
It's right across the street.
Yeah,
I'll
pick up your gym and
no.
Do some maintenance.
No, way further down.
This one?
But I'm saying
oh,
is the ex-wife of Bobby Vegas. So.
Oh,
okay. Is this still Wednesday?
Boys and Girls Club? Yeah, so it's ninth. It's between 8th and 9th.
By
just
Arrowview?
No, Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon.
Okay.
In between Mount Vernon and what is that?
Would he just need to call the Parks Department to set up so they could use the park
to do the reservation? You just come in and fill out the paperwork.
Yeah, I need to talk to Sandy. Has she worked with any of the city departments in setting that up, or is she just doing
no,
this
not lately.
On her own range?
Yeah, not lately. But if there's anything I can do to reserve it myself, or can I do it myself, or through the
Well, it's the grant that she's talking about was in conjunction. It was, I believe, written by Sandy, submitted by the city.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a city, you know, it's a city program in conjunction with a couple of other organizations. So Sandy needs to include the city on all of the activities going forward. So Sandy needs to reach out to...
Do you want her to fill out the application then, or...?
Well, I don't know that we'll... If it's a city function, then the application... I mean, we would just reserve the park on our... In our own...
Okay.
You know...
Well, it's a city...
But she
needs
to...
The mayor's going
to
be there, and the assemblyman's going to be there.
But she needs to involve the department that she's working with, too. So she needs to get in touch with David Miranda, or the VIP program, I believe, is who she worked mainly with on submit. They're the ones that actually submitted the grant, I believe.
Okay.
So just have Sandy get in touch with me.
Okay.
And
I will do it right away.
And we'll work on making sure that, because there's several things with that grant. Although Sandy did put it together and write it and got all the parties together, the ultimate, if I remember right, the ultimate grant contract is an agreement with the city of San Bernardino.
Yeah.
So Sandy needs to...
With the city parks, yeah.
It was city parks, and I believe it was the city manager's office is where the VIP program is running out of. So Sandy needs to make sure that she's including all the parties involved and not just going out on her own and doing
okay.
That.
Yeah, I'll have her call you then.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, Bridget?
No.
Brian?
One thing. I just want to say good job on talking to the city council the other day.
Oh, thanks.
Quite informative.
Well, we've got there's commissioners' oral reports on the agenda, so we can you can hit that again right there.
Follow up. All right. So we're moving on to the director oral report.
All right, well, what I wanted to start with was I wanted to give you guys an update on the progress of the Prop 68 grant and the renovation project at Second Lake Park. It's going to have to move at a lightning fast pace because the applications are due on August 5th of this year. We have Blaze & Associates is a grant writing company that's handling all the grant writing, and then they've also contracted with a company called Communications Lab. Because part of this, one of the requirements for the, it's not really a requirement, but one of the items that you get added point value for is community outreach and community involvement. So Communications Lab was brought on board. That's what they specialize in is outreach communications, community input meetings. They have all of the bilingual translators so that the Hispanic population can, you know, can get involved with our input meetings. They tabulate and record all the data as it comes in, how many people we have there, where they're from, what the demographics are. So they really handle that whole thing with in conjunction with us. So what I have for you guys is this flyer, fresh off the presses. We're going to be having 5 community meetings between now and July 6th. And this is the schedule of where we're going to be holding those. So they're all going to be, all of the community meetings, community planning meetings, have to be held within a 1 mile radius of the project site, which is Second Lake. So you'll see that they're all in this downtown First Ward area. So any of you guys that, any or all of you guys that would want to participate in these, it would help to have you guys there, and we definitely would like to hear your input. So that's what we got going on with the community meetings. They're going to happen quickly. I'm working with Blaze and Associates to get together. They're going to be handling all of the narratives and kind of putting the story together of Second Lake, how it, you know, where it was in its heyday and where it is now and what benefit renovation at that park would have for the community, not just the residents, but the, you know, that park has a school on one side of it, has our public cemetery on the other side, it's got residential around it, it's got commercial around it. So they'll put their expertise is to really put together that story to tell what impact it's going to have from a recreation standpoint, from an economic standpoint, all of that stuff. And really, what that park means to this whole city.
Revitalized downtown.
Yeah. I mean, everybody I talk to, the first thing they ask is, what are you guys going to do with Second Lake? Mm-hmm. I remember when, and they go back to, you know. So as you can see, they threw this communications lab, threw this together in about a day. Very professional job. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed with what they've been able to put together in such a short time. And this will also be translated into Spanish and then mailed out to every resident and business within a half mile radius of the park.
That's awesome.
So that's all going out. And we're working on, once we get the input from the community, that's when we'll really be able to develop our scope of work. One of the requirements of the grant is to take the community input and implement it to the best of our ability in the design. I mean, obviously, I'm sure we're going to get some off-the-wall requests for mountain climbing or a zip line that goes to 7-Eleven or something like that. Those types of things we're not going to be able to implement into the project, but we will be implementing the things that, you know, we as a professional organization feel the community fits the community needs and also fits our budget moving forward, being able to maintain it. You know, we don't want to invest $8.5 million into something that we know we're not going to have the capability of maintaining, like an aquatics facility or something like that.
Yeah.
But so we're moving forward with that, and I'm very impressed with Blaze and Associates, the grant writers that we have working on it, and Communications Lab. They've been filling up my inbox, and things have been going good. And let me see what's next on my list.
Just one question. How long of a process is it? When would you be finding out if you received the grant?
So the award announcements are going to be sometime around December. So August 5th is when everything's due, and then they said it's roughly 5 months, give or take a month, before they announce the awards. And then once the awards are distributed, then you have 3 years to complete the project. So we have a project timeline. If we're awarded, that I believe it's June of 2022, I believe is the project, it would have to be the project completion and grand opening date.
Didn't that also come with maintaining the park for so many years?
There's no funding for maintenance. We have
No, I mean on this grant.
The grant doesn't fund any maintenance.
No, I thought I remember you talking that the park, you have to get it so many stages in 3 years to get it complete, and then part of that money went to take care of the park.
No. No, none of what we have to do is commit to, we have to commit to maintaining the park, keeping it open to the public for 30 years.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay.
So there is a clause in the contract that states, because one of the concerns, and it was from Henry, was that there was previously a mixed use development plan for Second Lake Park where they were going to take a portion of it and do some housing and some commercial retail stuff like that. Henry's concern was that if we tie that property up for 30 years, that we're basically kind of throwing away the opportunity to possibly develop a mixed-use development on that property. But there is a clause in that contract that states with the approval of the California State Parks that we can transfer ownership of that property or portion thereof, but what you have to do is also replace the amount of park acreage. So let's say a developer comes in and is interested in 10 acres on the corner of 7th and Sierra Way. We can sell them that 10 acres, but in return, we have to develop 10 acres of parkland within a close proximity. So, that's a good opportunity to create a development and then also get a brand new park on the, on the other side of that as well. So there's also with Second Lake, there's a assembly bill that was passed, because when Second Lake was originally transferred over to the city, there was a restriction on the deed that basically said in perpetuity, so forever, the city couldn't do anything with that property except keep it as a park or open space. But then there was an assembly bill passed that gave the city the right to, again, transfer all or part of it over to a private developer. But that one states the same thing. If you transfer all 44 acres, you've got to come up with 44 acres somewhere in close proximity to replace that parkland. So you can't just, there's not an option to just eliminate the park and put a commercial residential development there and not provide equal parkland. So that's good, protects our interests. Our adult baseball program at Fiscalini Field has its first weekend of games starting this Sunday. I think they have four teams at right now, but they can bring teams in because MLS, which is the contracted service provider, has teams in Riverside and surrounding areas, so they can bring some teams and schedule them over in San Bernardino. But they're excited about getting back out to Fiscalini Field. This is not on the agenda, but I'll give you a quick update. We hosted the Riverside County against San Bernardino County High School All-Star Game 2 weeks ago at Fiscalini. And what that game is really all about is it's all-star teams that are nominated by the coaches in the county. And the kids that are invited to the game are typically juniors and seniors that aren't committed to any particular college. So they're still searching for a college to go to. So a lot of the college scouts came out to the mm-hmm. game, but we had a packed house there. There was several hundred spectators. It was really a big success, and they want to move forward with doing that every year at Fiscalini. So
Brandon, our president of our league, he got a lot of compliments.
Yeah.
That field is nice.
Yeah, they did really good, and they actually collected fees at the gate and donated $500 back to. $500 is the typical rental for that facility for a game, but I didn't want to, without knowing what their attendance was going to be and their ability to generate that. I went into agreement with them that they would collect the gate, and the first $500 collected at the gate would go back to the department as a donation to cover the rental fee and to cover the staff. And we got paid, they made some money, I know Pony made some money. So it was a really successful event.
That's great.
Who won?
Riverside County.
That's not good.
If it was him or Nathina, he would have told us.
Yeah. And I'm going to, since I'm on a roll, I'm going to skip over to the project updates, and then we'll go back to the recreation. The renovation of the splash pads. Tom Miner is theoretically done, waiting just to be opened. It's still fenced off. Wildwood is probably 90% done. They're working on Lytle Creek now, and Anchorels, they're working on Anchorels as well. We're expecting completion probably in 30 to 45 days. Once all of them are complete, because they're all one project, and they're not individual projects, our engineering department is wanting to keep them all fenced off and release them all to the city, have the contractor release them all to the city at the same time, because if we try to, well, we're still under contract, while they're under contract and under construction, the project is going on, the contractor is ultimately responsible for the splash pads and anything that goes on in that construction area. So the Public Works Department doesn't want to release them partially. They want to wait until they're all done, release all of them at the same time, and then we can open them all at the same time. So we're looking at about 30 to 45 days.
Around August?
Yeah, it should be somewhere around the end of July, middle of August. So, well, I've been talking to the Public Works Director, and he's a little bit more open to opening them as they're completed, because I kind of feel like we're, when the public sees something that's complete and ready to go and it's fenced off, we kind of ran into it with the playgrounds because a couple of them were done and they remained fenced off. We ended up having vandalism out there because people were kind of, I guess, not happy that, you know, the amenity's there and it appears to be done, so they were jumping in there and doing their things. So we're still kind of contemplating on how we can go about releasing partial completion of the project and as a whole, release those one at a time and get them open so that the public's not staring at not standing in 100 degree weather staring at a splash pad and make sure they can get in there.
And another thing is, if we open in July, beginning of August, kids go back to school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so
we'll still run them,
July.
You know, we can run them in the afternoons and on the weekends.
Yeah.
But it would be better if we could try to get them open. I mean, there's a couple of different challenges there, though, too, you know, because when you open one and two or three are not open, then it starts to raise the question as to why did you choose that one to get done first and not mine to get done first, you know? So there's some challenges there, but
yeah.
I do think that it would be beneficial to get them open and let them get used. Otherwise, you kind of frustrate the public and it causes things to happen that we really don't need. I know that Jeanette was at Operation Splash, but I don't know that anybody else was able to make it. Operation Splash was a big splash this year. We have the capacity of the pool is 400, and in the first session we had 400 plus. They had to wait till the second session, and the second session filled the pool to capacity, and there was still bunch of people out in front. Our estimate is that there was about 1,400 people there total.
Wow.
And the reason it's in project updates is because we added, you know, last year we had the new splash, the new shade structure and tables. This year we were able to add additional tables underneath the shade structure. So that's all done. Those are all in place. And we took some of the old tables that were at Jerry Lewis and moved those to other swim facilities that didn't have those types of amenities. So swim season is going really, really good.
I was at that park that day.
Oh, you were there for the check presentation. Standing right next to me.
I had like 50 grandkids there. So I'll go quick. All right.
The playground equipment repairs at Freddy Spellacy Park are done. They replaced the slide, refilled the wood chips, and then there was an activity panel that had been burned up. All that's taken care of. That's been done probably for close to a month now. Nunez Park, currently, they're replacing, if any of you are familiar with Nunez Park, on Tijuana, which is the street that goes by the Ramona daycare center there. For several decades, the barrier to keep the people from driving into the park off of Tijuana was a bunch of old light poles and piles of dirt. All of that's been removed and a brand new guardrail has been put in there. And on the 4th Street parking lot side, there's guardrail going up to keep the keep people from going out into the field out there and parking and sleeping at night. There's some pedestrian handrails that are going up. They're doing some asphalt repair, potholes and stuff like that. So Nunez Park is getting, and it's getting new trash cans. I'm not sure if any of you have seen the new trash cans that were installed over at Meadowbrook Park, but Meadowbrook Park and Manuel Moreno Park got all new steel trash cans like the ones they have downtown, the glossy black, nice trash cans. They got those at Meadowbrook and La Plaza. And there's one more park, but I can't remember which one he told me, and he didn't respond to my text. So they're going through. I think he's ordered, I think he has 50 of them now, and they're ordering another 50, so they're going to start replacing the old wood slat trash can holders with.
How's that funded?
Public Works did it through their budget. Oh, okay. I'm not sure. It was general fund budget, I'm sure. And that is it. And now we'll.
This is Clicking Off Gate at Fish Street Senior Center.
Oh, I'm on the last page. I missed it. We do have one more. The last one on my project list is the, we had gates installed at the 5th Street Senior Center because Lakeisha's staff was regularly showing up to the center and finding people parked sleeping in the cars and RVs and everything else back there.
Parties in the back.
So it has gates now that close off the parking lot. That
nice.
Parking lot's cleared out at night and it's locked up. So
is that Wildwood?
What's that?
Is that Wildwood?
No, that's at 5th Street Senior Center on 5th and F. So it helps. It helps from a lot of different aspects, not just from the point of that our staff is kind of gets kind of nervous, but with an open parking lot, and if you've been to 5th Street Senior Center, you kind of go down the driveway and turn to the left, and it's a really secluded area. Some pretty nasty things could go on back there, so we've got that blocked off, and it's, has it made a difference?
Yes.
Where's that one at? It's a fence.
After this.
Yeah.
Downtown.
It's right across from the church.
It's a gate, not a fence. Sorry, it's a gate.
All right. Recreation events. One.
I don't know if that's enough for it. Give you me.
Oh.
Hello.
I'm on New Webster. Attached to the information that she's passing out right now is some general information about recreation programs that we'll be doing this summer in our community center. We have summer lunch that will be running citywide. It started on June 7th, and it will go through August the 2nd at all of our community centers to include the CID and Bergamot. We also have a program where we're partnering with the library where they do lunch with the libraries. They come in and do magic shows, puzzle shows, and story time 1 hour before the lunch program starts. That is also taking place at all of our community centers on various days. The flyer for that is also attached. We also are in our Movie in the Park sessions. They are taking place every Friday through July the 5th at various locations, and that flyer is the one on top. We also are registering for free swimming lessons at the Mill Pools, Dillman Pools, Ruby Compost Pools, and the Hernandez Center Pools. We also have summer camp running at Bergamot Community Center. That flyer is also attached with the corresponding dates and times that those activities will be available. And we will be running softball clinics from June 18th to August 29th at the Lytle Creek Community Center. And the softball clinic and summer camps are free.
Juanita, how many kids were at the summer camp at Bergamot?
So the summer camp opened last week. They had 30 kids registered for the first week. They have 27 kids registered this week.
That's good.
So they're doing really good up there.
That's awesome.
They're doing really good.
Yes.
Did anybody have anybody have any questions on any of the programming?
It looks good.
Well, yeah,
thank you so much.
Good.
Is there anything for, like, specifically toddlers going on?
We don't offer any toddler programs specifically, but all programs are available to toddlers, and we do make accommodations for them.
Okay. Because, yeah,
but
I have a toddler
to be,
in front of.
They all do need to be accompanied by an adult.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Is there a way that we could actually get more information out into the community, these flyers?
Absolutely. We do have, they're all on all of our social media, and we sent out a big email blast to all of our youth sports registered participants, and then each community center also has different social media that they use to put that information out as well.
Yeah.
And if any of you are interested in any flyers for your various neighborhood association sites or whatever, I'll be more than happy to send those over. My business card is attached. If you have any questions or want any additional flyers, you can send me an email. I'll be happy to send them all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time.
Good job.
Currently with Senior Services right now, we are working on our last dance, which is our Welcome to the Jungle Dance, which is Saturday, June 29th from 2 to 6. The dance is free. For seniors who are 50 years of age and better, we will be having our dinner fundraiser. We'll be selling barbecue, ribs, and chicken plates. Of course, they do not have to attend the dance to purchase a plate. We're also currently working on our 2019 Inland Empire Senior Olympic Games, which will be held from September 20th to October 5th. Registration will begin July 1st, either online or they can do paper registration, and that information is on the back. Our summer programming will be what you see on the inside, and that's all I have.
Good job.
Any questions? My information is on the front. If you have any questions or concerns.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have anything else, Jim?
You know, I will just give you guys, any of you that weren't at the council meeting or weren't watching the council meeting last night, I'll give you a quick update on the budget. Our budget was approved, last night, and included in next year's budget, we were able to get the funding for our community-wide, city-wide events from the, it was approved take that from the cultural development fee fund. So we are going to be moving forward with all of our special events as planned, and we also were able to offset a $10,000 reduction in our community center budget for arts and craft supplies. So our arts and crafts, all of that stuff is going to go on as planned. Before, as was requested and as was planned before our couple rounds of budget cuts, we are going to be seeing a reduction in part-time staff and a small reduction in our materials and supplies. So, you know, we're going to have to make some changes in the way we deliver the services. And quite honestly, we'll see an effect on our materials and supplies, as far as supplies for programming. We're going to have to stretch it out a little bit and make things work and, you know, reuse some items, rotate them between some centers and stuff like that. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, but I don't see a huge impact in next year on our ability to provide the services or to keep the service level the same as we have. I'm working with Mitch, who's handles our aquatics. We cut $20,000 out of the part-time budget for aquatics part-time staff. We're going to try to keep the mill pool open beyond July 1st, but him and I have to sit down and see where our funding, you know, our expenditures are for this year, what they project to be. But there is a potential that we may have to close mill pool for the remainder of this season, can. But Mill Pool is our lowest attended pool in the city, and it's less than 2 miles away from the Hernandez Community Center. And so there's, you know, for the residents in that area, it's not like they're going to have to drive 20 miles to go to a pool. They're just going to have to drive a couple miles further. And other than that, you know, we'll take the cuts that came our way. Thankfully, some of it was offset with the cultural development fee fund. But we do, you know, we will have to make some adjustments. And I don't think it's anything that's going to be a real glaring impact on. We're not cutting any programming at this point. So we're gonna muscle through it and get it done.
Very good news. Frank, do you have any commissioner or report or anything you'd like to?
I have nothing to report at this time.
I don't believe I have anything.
I love you.
Me too.
That's what I was going to say.
Charlie?
I don't know if, well, you, no one probably knows Pastor Jones. I had a meeting with Jim and Pastor Jones. He wants to do a food distribution at Nicholson. So we're hoping that that might be a catalyst to let the community know that there is a possibility of something happening at the park. It hasn't been finalized yet, and I'm going to still have to, you know, ask some more questions with you. But other than that, the squirrels are alive and well. They're telling me that there's a hawk that is helping to eliminate.
Yeah, the hawks will take care of things.
Yeah.
And just, I want to just kind of add something that I left off here earlier. I've invited the Parks Maintenance, well, Public Works, to attend our commission meetings because it's, you know, the Parks Maintenance, repairs, projects, everything is going through Public Works.
Right.
So to have a more direct communication, I've asked them to attend. They weren't able to come to this one, but they have committed to, from this point forward, having either the director or Ernesto, the operations and maintenance manager, at our meeting so that they can more directly answer questions. Just like the squirrels, I mean, we've talked about it so many times that I'm not even going to guess at how many times it's been. But I think probably for them to hear from you guys as commissioners and consistently across the board when there's an issue like that, it's a little bit more impactful than for, you know, somebody from another department to call and discuss that with them. So.
we're hoping to get the concrete benches and tables under the, I always call it a canopy. What is that? Where everyone sits?
You can call it a canopy.
Canopy, okay, I'll call it a canopy.
Shade structure.
We're hoping to get them removed and the new trash cans and it's a start.
Yeah,
if we can get it going.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. That's it.
No, not at the moment.
No.
Brenda?
I have a question. Do we have any place within the city that our children can go to a fireworks show that maybe we could pay for? You know, like, I know there's one in Redlands, because I've attended that one before, but I know we have plenty of free fireworks that's going on even right now. But is there any place where we could take our children, our grandchildren, that's in the city of San Bernardino?
The state,
or is that one private?
The only one that I know of in the city of San Bernardino that historically has done a fireworks show is the San Manuel Stadium, 66ers.
Yeah. That's the only one I know of.
But it's crazy.
Do we have a game that night?
Mm-hmm.
No,
I think there's a game that night.
Yeah, usually it's going to be packed.
Okay.
That's probably the best place.
But as far as when you say that we can pay for, you mean that individuals can pay to go to, or?
Well, if a part of it can be funded by Parks and Rec or City, and there'll be an admission, a slight admission from parents.
Yeah, we don't have something like that. We don't have it budgeted. That's stuff that's been, I don't remember the last, I wasn't around the last time they had a fireworks show. Fireworks shows are extremely expensive.
Yes.
It's been about 15 years.
Yeah.
There is a lot of free shows going on.
Yeah. Just look out your back. All that shit just got my back door.
Sit on the front porch.
Yeah, so I'm praying for my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On top of Ridgeline, you can see it all.
Oh, dear.
That's unbelievable.
Anything else you'd like to
No, that's it.
Okay.
Brian? So, nothing at this tip?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say Operation Splash, that was so impressive. I mean, the time we got there, I thought we were getting there early. There was already a line practically to the street. And the pool looks beautiful. My daughter signed up for swim lessons, and she loves it. And I'm just very impressed with the whole organization, the pool and the replastering, and everything looks so nice. So that was
all
my
time.
Yeah. So,
I have one question. Uh-huh. So, you're going to have a food pantry or food giveaway at the park?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're trying
it's
to
do? It's a food
with
distribution?
Yeah. Right.
So, what those are is, it's basically groceries that are brought in a van.
Yeah.
People line up with their bags, get their groceries, and then leave with the groceries. And it's
yeah.
not a food service at the park.
Yeah, not serving food. Yeah, no, I do it. I hand out food all the time. I'm just wondering, maybe I can connect with you. I know a few pantries that
mm-hmm.
gets food from Costco, Sam's Club, all the major
stores.
Oh,
okay. Stores. I'll put you in touch with Pastor Jones.
Okay.
Okay.
That way we can have more food, the more we can feed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
I have a member.
Yeah. So are the business. You have to go.
Thank you.
You can see it.